Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I've always wondered something. Are you part Irish?
Yes, Jim, I am. I lived in Belfast or Dublin. I always get those two confused.
Okay, day three of the listener picks of July New Music, Patrick.
Yeah, it's been a long 3 days, Jim, and because there's been so much music to get your head around, I'm not sure if I can do it.
No? Is it just me? Am I going alone here?
Yeah, it might be. Yeah, because I've been already overloaded. I've got like six new albums to listen to.
All right, well, I did make a trip to the liquor store today, so I can do it.
All right. All right. Drag me along.
You know, because I'm working from home in the day job like most people. And my midday errand was like go to the liquor store and Wendy's.
Hey, I got an hour. Why not?
There you go. All right. This show is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we're hitting you up with some new music from just the past month. That would be July. Here on the pod, and listeners made these suggestions, and today we're going to hear from three listeners, starting with this guy.
Hey, Rock in the Suburbs. This is BJ Bonham from St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm at a construction site, so please excuse the background noises here, just the normal noises in here. The July new music, I stumbled across a new release by the Wolfhounds that came out on July 2nd. I think I heard it on the radio, and I knew that that band had been around for a while, so I assumed it was an older release, but no, it's brand new. What's it called? Electric Music? Something like that? Like I said, I'm at a construction site. I don't know if I can even look it up. Anyway, I was just astonished at this particular piece of work because it's strongly political. The music sounds like a combination of The Wedding Present and Sonic Youth, which is just impressive. I just can't recommend it enough. I've listened to the whole record a couple of times. It's very well written. It is pretty intense, and it's also pleasurable at the same time. It's a very nice sounding release, considering it's a noise rock band. Anyway, like I said, I didn't even realize it was a new release. I heard it basically the first weekend it was out and was very surprised to see that it was a July release. So I recommend checking out The Wolfhounds, and you can find them on your streaming services or go and buy the actual record. Thanks a lot. Keep up the rock.
All right, that was BJ Bonin on a construction site.
What is even happening right now?
I don't know. He's at a construction site calling in the show. That's how important it is to him, right?
Well, every time I pull up to a construction site, I call into my favorite podcast.
So he works apparently in, wasn't it like geological surveying or something that, right?
Yeah.
There was something to do with that. I know he has like a geology degree or that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then also, the name of his band, because he's a very accomplished musician, the name of his band is Demolition Means Progress.
Well, that's true.
So maybe that has something to do with the construction site, too. Maybe it's not construction, it's demolition.
Probably is. Yeah, probably is.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, I love the background. It provided a nice sonic bed for his call.
He said this is noise rock, right?
Okay.
So he mentioned the Wolfhounds. I don't know if you're, are you familiar with the Wolfhounds?
I want to say I am, but I can't commit to this because I think I have a CD somewhere, but I'll have to
look. The new album is called Electric Music, and I don't think he mentioned a specific song, so I just picked the song called And Electric Music.
Perfect.
All right. There you go, the Wolfhound.
Wow, very cool, Jim. Two things to say. One, reminded me a little bit of My Bloody Valentine when they would just cram everything in there and then get some melody and kind of bend it a little bit. And two, I love the concept of electric music. Like, there are certain things you can play on electric guitar when it's distorted and you have effects. You know, you can't reproduce when you don't have those effects. So, yeah, I'm all in on that. It's great. Love BJ.
Oh, absolutely. BJ's...
Yeah. Love watching him play on the hood and...
He's great.
Just his whole approach.
He's really good. Really good. Cool guy.
He's an indie musician, folks.
Yep. Check out Demolition Means Progress is his band.
Right.
So check that out. And then also, you know, getting back to the construction site, I don't know if you noticed, but the cover of the Wolfhounds album also looks like a warning sign that you would see.
Oh, does it?
On a construction site. It's like a triangle sign, like a warning you might be electrocuted or something.
Nice. Yeah.
Or it could be fear of lightning, like in Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yeah,
I have a phobia of that.
That's right. Or factory records use hearing protection.
That's right.
Something like that, yeah.
So there you go. So thank you for that. That's awesome. Oh, he was so excited about this album, he couldn't wait to get home.
Oh, love it.
All right. All right, next up. You're going to like this call, Patrick.
You like
this a lot.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, and the Rocking the Suburbs interns. This is Liam McIntyre from the suburbs of Dublin, Ireland, with my picks for July new music. But before I get to my picks, I'll explain the Kiwi and Ireland sign-off from last month. I was born and bred in New Zealand, and as with most people, where I come from is a big part of who I am. Through being open to opportunity, I've been fortunate enough to live in Australia, the UK, and now Ireland. And even with my accent softening half a world away, I'll always be a Kiwi. Anyway, back to my pick. I've had a few songs on my list for July, like the new Emma Ruth Rundle single Staying Power and New Zealand's The Beth's latest Out of Sight. But I'm going to stay close to home with Dublin's own Fontaines DC. This band are doing great things internationally. They released their debut album Doggerel last year to acclaim, but I have to admit it didn't grab me. Even though friends of mine loved it, I just couldn't get behind it. At the end of July, the band are releasing their second album, A Hero's Death, and I'm really loving the latest single from the album, Televised Mind. It sounds fuller, darker, and more complex than their previous work. The band sounds more together musically than before, and I can only assume that they've really benefited from a lot of touring. I've always loved it when a band that you don't connect with can change your mind about them. I'm really looking forward to this new album to see if the rest of it delivers. Thank you for the podcast, and I hope you dig this song. Okay, so I was just about to send the previous message through when Lydia Loveless releases a new single. It's been 4 years since her last album, Real, and her new album, Daughter, will be released at the end of September on her own Honey, You're Gonna Be Late Records. The first single is called Love Is Not Enough, and it's a great alt country track with some really biting lyrics. Like I said, tried to keep it to one song this month, but more Lydia Loveless in the world is a good thing. Hope you enjoy.
All right, that was Liam, the Kiwi in Dublin.
Yeah, I'm feeling so happy that we actually have a real New Zealand person now. It's great. And what Liam said, too, I think, about a band you don't initially connect with that's good enough to change your mind about your original perception, and that carries a lot of weight. I mean, he said a mouthful with that. You know, sometimes, right, Jim, you hear a band and you're like, meh. No, not my thing. Whatever reason, you know, you're in a bad mood or they come off a certain way, you see a picture, whatever. But then they change your mind with their music. That's pretty powerful. So,
yep, totally. So we'll play that in a second. I want to say one quick thing about New Zealand. I screwed this up in Trivial Pursuit the other night. So so my kids, who are now 20 and 16, if you can believe
it. So they're not kids, really.
Yeah, they are really into trivia. Like, my daughter watches Jeopardy, and she wants to be on Jeopardy, and she's really into trivia right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my son is getting into it, and so they love to play trivia games. And so I busted out the old Trivial Pursuit, the old one from, like, the early to mid 80s.
Sweet, with the slices of pie
that you put in. And so we've been playing that. And one of the questions was,
that's a fun game.
Yeah. One of the questions was, what is the southernmost capital, like nation's capital on the earth, right? And it turns out it's Wellington, New Zealand.
Wow.
Right?
But, yeah. You mean for people who believe the earth is round.
Right. But I screwed that up. I thought it was, two things I got wrong. First off, I thought it was the capital of South Africa. That was my guess, right? Well, it seems logical, right?
Yeah, totally. That seems farther to me, actually.
But then the other problem was I didn't know what the capital of South Africa is. And so I screwed that up. So anyway, I got like double wrong. But it's Wellington. Wellington is the southernmost world capital, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go. Where are we here? Oh, yes. But we're going back to Dublin and Fontaines, D.C., right?
Mm-hmm. And I got to say, both you and I love the first album.
Yes.
So more power to these guys.
Yep.
I should televise mine. I should televise mine. I should televise mine. I should televise mine. swipe your thoughts from Broadway. Certain ideas are cabaret. What are dreams of yesterday? Far behind. Are your laughter pissed away? Are your sadness pissed away? Now you don't care what they say.
There you go.
Televised Mind.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Atmospheric. Yeah, very atmospheric.
That just so puts me back in the 80s, doesn't it?
Totally does. And, you know, I think for a band like that, I don't know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, Jim, but when a band comes out really strong, like the first, you know, Fontaine's DC thing you heard was, I'm going to be big, right?
Yes.
That was
gonna
their whole thing.
Big. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
And then you're like, wow, that's a lot to live up to. But I don't know. What do you think about that? I mean, there's always a band that comes out with like this hype or this, you know, really great thing at the beginning, and then they have to somehow prove themselves.
Yeah. Right? Well, I've only listened to this new album, A Hero's Death. I've only listened to it once. And
me
my
too.
First impression of it was that it was slower and more moody than the
yep.
first album, which had
exactly
seemed to be more high energy.
Right. Tighter. Yeah.
Which, of course, is what drew me to it, because it was just like so rocking.
Yeah, totally. I mean, and it's kind of a classic case of you have your whole career to
write
your first album, and then you got to write your second one in 3 months. And that's kind of the vibe I got from it. Also got a little
maybe.
Echo in the Bunnymen, yeah.
Maybe, but I was going to say, maybe this is a good thing for them, because kind of like we talked about with other bands, you know, with that sort of follow-up with higher expectations.
Yep.
Maybe going in a different direction is the way to go, and maybe we'll appreciate this, you know, after we listen to it a few more times and be like, okay, this was what they should do to follow it up and not just do more of the same, right?
Right. That's
so
a
we'll
great
see.
Point.
That's why I got to spend some more time with it, but it does seem interesting. And so, you know, I want to spend more time with it. So that's good.
All right. Great to hear that from Liam. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Then Liam, as you heard there, he like added on, you know, to the
it
message.
Was so good.
He's like, don't listen.
Back.
Wait. You know. So here we go. His other pick was Lydia Loveless. Love is not enough.
No one even cares if you get hurt. 'Cause being kind is just a phrase that you wear on a t-shirt. I can't believe the worst kinds of people achieve everything they want. It takes medication to get me on.
Okay, Lydia Loveless. That's really great.
Yeah, it's really nice. Couple things that I liked about that song. One, the lyric, being kind is just a phrase you wear on a t-shirt. That's a pretty great line. It really is. And another one, I shouldn't have to break you down to fill me up. She writes great lyrics, Jim. And I think, man, there's such a wide spectrum now of alternative country and country and traditional country. Like, man, if you're going to play roots music, to use a really bad umbrella term,
right?
You know, you can do almost anything. It's
I
great.
Know.
And it goes back to those outlaw guys in Austin in the 70s that broke stuff down, and the No Depression guys. And man, what a wide open field. I mean, if you have a vision, that's a good field to get into.
Yep. Very cool. So thank you, Liam, for those picks. Stay in touch.
I mean, it's weird that a New Zealand guy living in Ireland or wherever is listening to the whole country from America. What the hell's happening?
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. We got one more caller today.
Sweet.
This is Harris.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Harris in South Carolina. I'm calling about new music for July, and I want to talk about one band. The band is Daddy's Beamer. And they are from South Carolina, and actually they are all recent Clemson University graduates. And I was a DJ with them at WSBF at Clemson, which is pretty cool. They just came out with an album called Denmark. It was released last Friday, and it's named after a small South Carolina town called Denmark, where they recorded the album in a cabin there. It's in the middle of the state. They're pretty cool. It's a great, great record. Very independent. They made it themselves. They were all sort of audio tech majors at Clemson. Some of their early EPs were school projects, also very good. But man, this album's great. I really think everybody ought to listen to the entire thing and go to their Bandcamp and buy it. I think it's only $5 suggested for price. But a couple standout tracks are, the first two are amazing, California and Dancer. Flowers is the next one, also good. A little bit later is a song called Amethyst, which is just amazing. So I encourage all the readers to check this out. I'm Facebook friends with the bass player of the band, Wesley. Cool, cool guy, super nice, and I don't know, if everybody gets excited about this record, potentially we could get Daddy's Beamer on the podcast. I suspect they'd love to talk about their experience recording this album. It was supposed to come out in the spring, and they had a big tour planned all summer, but unfortunately that was derailed, so they delayed the release of the album, but it's out now, and it's great, and I encourage everybody to listen to it. Thanks a lot. Keep listening every day, everybody, and I'll do the same.
Going to California, I'm headed west, doing my best not to break down. Freaking out on subways, blazing down the freeway, finding my way in a colorless world. Oh, I know that you're scared too. And oh, I know that if you follow me, you'll get locked up too. If you're worried, if you're tired, you can find me. I'll be there. If you're nervous, if you're lonely, you can find me. I'll be there.
Okay, that's really good.
Yeah, it's really good. Didn't want that to end, Jim. Very nice.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what to expect. I guess when you initially hear this, it's like some independent release, and it's guys I know, and it's just like a small thing or whatever. You think it's going to be kind of raw, garage sounding.
Yeah.
Like a demo, whatever. That sounds like really professionally done.
Yeah, very produced.
Really well done.
I got a little whiff of Vampire Weekend during that, too, which I quite liked.
Really nice. So.
Yeah, thank you, Harris.
So, definitely thank you for that. And that's a band I think people should get on board with, Daddy's Beamer. And that song was called
right.
California.
Mm-hmm.
And the album is called Denmark. So check that out. Go find that, peoples. Okay, now Harris called in again. He wasn't satisfied with one July new music nice. Pick. He made two calls. So let's get to the second call here.
Hi, Jim and Patrick. This is Harris in South Carolina. I called earlier today about Daddy's Beamer, which is still amazing. But two records were released today that I've been listening to that are amazing here on the last day of the month. The first one is Madeline Kinney's Sucker's Lunch. Wow, it's great. My wife pointed this to me this morning and really, really love it. Just great songwriting. The second song, Picture of You, is a standout. And currently about halfway through the new Fontaine's DC record, A Hero's Death, seems to have taken a big jump in songwriting for this band. I really loved their record last year, but this is just better. I'm not sure what to say about it, except everybody needs to give it a listen. I'm not sure if they're singing to us, but the song Living in America is really good. All right. Thanks for what you do. Listen every day, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, there you go. So we had two more picks for us.
Yeah.
We heard about Fontaine's DC already, but
yep.
Have you ever heard of Madeline Kinney? I have not.
No, not at all.
All right, let's no hear clue. That. The song is Picture of You.
I saw a picture of you.
There you go, Madeline Kenny.
Atmospheric. Atmospheric.
What was that? Yeah, it's for sure. I'm trying to look up some stuff about here. Let's see.
Atmospheric.
Her iridescent third album, Sucker's Lunch, is the follow-up to 2018's critically acclaimed Perfect Shapes. The songs Swell and Lament. So there you go.
Nice.
She collaborated with Jen Wassner from Y.O.
Oh.
in the past. So I think we can
see that.
I think you can hear that sort of comparison, right? For sure.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
Well, cool.
Very cool. Thanks for calling back.
That's very good. So, okay. Yeah, so appreciate it. And tomorrow we are going to get to the last two calls of July.
It's going
to
be great.
Listener pick. So we'll do that. And because Harris mentioned Fontaine's DC again, I thought it would be a good play out to play this song, Living in America. That seemed like it might be ideal for, for where we are right
for our current conditions.
That's right. We'll do that. Okay, let's get to tomorrow.
Sweet.
Two more calls, as I mentioned. July new music. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Lord, that's fine. Did my soil thresh a true system froze, wait for me, break the beat. Dragged old man, kissed around, lived away our split time. Living in America.
Well, every time I pull up to a construction site, I call into my favorite podcast.